DeepEnglish.com. Turning Points in History, Active Speaking, Part D. Roosevelt was keeping a grueling pace, giving speeches all over the country. Was Roosevelt keeping a slow pace? No, Roosevelt wasn't keeping a slow pace. He was keeping a grueling pace. He often gave 15 to 20 speeches a day, and he was known for being long-winded. Was Roosevelt known for being brief? No, Roosevelt wasn't known for being brief. Roosevelt was known for being long-winded. It was during one stop on October 14, 1912, that his habit of giving long-winded speeches saved his life. What kind of habit saved his life? His habit of giving long-winded speeches saved his life. Roosevelt was leaving the Gilpatrick Hotel when he stepped into his open-air car. What hotel was he leaving? He was leaving the Gilpatrick Hotel. What did he step into? He stepped into his open-air car. Little did he know that hidden within the crowd was a mentally ill man named John Schrank. Who was hidden within the crowd? A mentally ill man named John Schrank was hidden within the crowd. Schrank was a bar owner from New York who said that former President McKinley had come to him in a dream and told him to kill Roosevelt. Where was Schrank from? Schrank was from New York. Why did he try to kill Roosevelt? He said President McKinley had come to him in a dream and told him to kill Roosevelt. As Roosevelt stood up from inside the car and raised his hat over his head to wave to the crowd, Schrank aimed his gun at Roosevelt's head. Who stood up from inside the car? Roosevelt stood up from inside the car. Did he raise his speech above his head? No, he didn't raise his speech above his head. He raised his hat above his head. What did Schrank do? Schrank aimed his gun at Roosevelt's head. At that moment, a bystander bumped Schrank's arm and the bullet landed in the center of Roosevelt's chest. Who bumped Schrank's arm? A bystander bumped Schrank's arm. Where did the bullet land? The bullet landed in the center of Roosevelt's chest. Roosevelt put his hand to his chest and felt the blood on his fingers. What did he put to his chest? He put his hand to his chest. What did he feel on his fingers? He felt the blood on his fingers. He then put his hand to his mouth to check for blood. Why did he put his hand to his mouth? He put his hand to his mouth to check for blood. When he felt none, he decided that the bullet had not entered his lungs. Did he feel any blood from his mouth? No, he didn't feel any blood from his mouth. His staff wanted to take him to the hospital, but he was determined to press on to the next stop. What did his staff want to do? His staff wanted to take him to the hospital. What did he want to do? He wanted to press on to the next stop. He began his next speech with, "Friends, I shall ask you to be as quiet as possible. I don't know whether you fully understand that I have just been shot, but it takes more than that to kill a bull moose." Did he ask them to be as quiet as possible? Yes, he asked them to be as quiet as possible. What animal did he compare himself to? He compared himself to a bull moose. He continued to speak for another 55 minutes before being taken to a hospital. How long did he continue to speak? He continued to speak for another 55 minutes. Was he taken to a hospital after the speech or before the speech? He was taken to a hospital after the speech. The bullet had entered his body but did minimal damage because it was slowed by the 50-page speech and an eyeglass case he had put in his breast pocket. Did the bullet go through the speech and the eyeglass case? Yes, it went through the speech and the eyeglass case. His long-winded speech had saved his life. What had saved his life? His long-winded speech had saved his life. He later said that the bullet did not surprise him, and in the very unlikely event of the wound being mortal, I wished to die with my boots on. Did he say the bullet didn't surprise him? Yes, he said the bullet didn't surprise him. How did he say he wanted to die? He said he wanted to die with his boots on. Do you want to die with your boots on?